Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, mitzvah 187. As we continue our travels through Parshas Achrimos, this, as we mentioned, is the second mitzvah assay of the Parsha, the second and final one, 28 mitzvahs. After this, it's home free, all los assays for the rest of the Parsha. As we are, tomorrow we start the world of Arayos. Tomorrow is the more general one that we'll talk about, but then we get into all the Arayos, and we'll see how we'll focus on those mitzvahs. But today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. The Torah tells us, towards the end, right after Shchut Echutz, Perek Yuzayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'ish Ish Mi Bnei Yisrael, Umin Hager Agar B'socham, anybody, Asher Yatzut Seid Chayau Of, Asher Yeachel, that traps an animal that will be eaten, Vishafach Es Damo, and spills its blood. That's kind of connecting to what we discussed yesterday. We spoke about Shvichas Damo, same Lashon here, but here it's in a good way. Yishechte Vishafach Es Damo, Vikisahu Be'afar, and he shall cover it with dirt. Those two words are the makar for the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, which is the topic of the entire sixth parak of Maseches Chulin, called Parak Kisi Adam. Says the chinuch lechasos Adam achar zvichas chaya of. It's a mitzvah daraisa to cover the blood after shechting a chaya, a non-domesticated, a wild animal, o of, or a bird, chaya of. Shene emar asher yitzut seid chaya o of asher yeachel v'shafach estamo v'chisahu be'afar, and covering it with dirt. We'll get back to that if there's time at the end, the differences between chayas and ofos. But the mitzvah only, behemoth. The mitzvah does not apply to behemoth, only applies to blood of chayas and ofos. Says the chinuch, misharshi ha-mitzvah. What is the message behind this mitzvah? Lefi, shahan nefesh tluya badam, kamo shamar b'isr dam. As we've said, blood is the symbol of life. Blood, the life blood. Blood is the symbol of that. Lachain, that is why, on the one hand, just to add in, we use Zrikas Hadam as the kapara mechanism, when we know karbanos are all about giving us a message, so the ultimate stage of the avoda is the zrika, doing something with the blood, because that is the symbol of the life of the animal. So to hear, lochein roi lanu lachasos hanefesh, therefore it's only appropriate for us to cover the nefesh, ulahas tiro mein roav, and to hide it from that it's not seen, terem nochal abasar, before the basar is eaten. Ki gamba zen niknek sas achzorius benafshenu. If we're staring at the blood while we're eating the animal, it's kind of brazen. We're staring at the nefesh, and we're eating the nefesh. It's kind of inappropriate, says the chiddush, to do that. When we're eating some of it, and its life symbol is in front of us. So we have to cover it up to be able to partake. Why is it only by chayos? When it comes to behemoths, tame animals, domesticated animals, it does not apply. Why? Lefi shedam habehema nitan lekarbon lechapar al nafshosenu. Behemoths are karbanos. Not all behemoths, but there are no chayas that are used as karbanos. Behemoths are karbanos. So by many behemoths, the blood is already being used. It's being used for zrika. So therefore, you can't have a mitzvah of Kisi Adam if you're using the blood. And there's a mitzvah to use the blood for zrika. So you can't cover it. And once that's true, lo ratzta hatorah lechalik lanu be'mukdashim lechulin. The Torah doesn't want to make any distinctions. Once there's some dam behema that's does not get covered, so too, no dam behema gets covered. Ve'im gam b'min ha'ofos yeshmi and karav lagabi mizbeach. And even though, yes, there are some birds that are also on the mizbeach, there are ofos, a few ofos, minority, tor b'nei yona, that are brought as karbanos. Umuatu, they're very few. Most birds are not brought as karbanos. And therefore, there's no problem with applying the mitzvah of Kisi Adam to birds. A lot of behemoths are used as karbanos. And therefore, for a little thing, the Torah does not is not choshesh. And therefore, by birds, it says there's a mitzvah of kisui, even though obviously by the birds used for karbanos, there is no mitzvah. That's why there's a mitzvah of Kisi Adam by all birds. There's a mitzvah by chayas, and there's a mitzvah by birds. Just to mention one thought about the difference between a chay and a behema, as we just said, that only the mitzvah is only by chayas and ofos. There's a beautiful nitziv, the nitziv in Bracious, in Perek Aleph, where the Torah mentions nefesh chaya lamina, that Hashem created on day 6, totziar is nefesh chaya lamina, behema varemes. This is the first time in the Torah that chaya and behema are mentioned. What's the difference between a chaya and a behema? Says the nitziv, right there, hevdo chaya mi behena, eino kamo shekasav haramban. I don't agree with the Ramban that says dechaya ochel basar velo behema, that chayas eat meat and behemas don't. only achayas are carnivorous and not behemoths. That's not true, because we know of behemoths that eat meat. Tzvi and ocha basar, both ways. Tzvi, which is a deer, which is a chaya, does not eat basar. And also you have others that say that other examples of behemoths that do eat. So that's, I don't agree with the Ramban. Says the Nitziv, there's something inherent in the behavior of these animals. Ela hevdelhu shahachaya biteva pirai imlo shaosimo so lebentarbus begidulo uvehergelo lashanos tivo. A chaya inherently, naturally, is a wild animal. And it's not tame naturally. Lions and tigers and bears and deer. Any chaya naturally is wild. Unless you change its teva by taming it. Ubehema lehefech. Beteva hi beiti. Imlo shigdela biyar vehergela shina tiva lios parai. A behema naturally is tame, unless it grew up in a certain place and its surroundings changed it to be wild. Either way, that's an important tziv on Perek Aleph Pasuk Chav Dalet in Breishis, the difference between chayas and behemoths. But anyway, back to this mitzvah. So the mitzvah of kisi adam only applies to chayas and ophos and not to behemoths. Why not? Because of the issue of dam mukdashin that is not meant to be covered. But what was the first reason, hashkafa behind the mitzvah? You're not supposed to look at the nefesh while you're eating a nefesh. The klayakar here alludes to another idea behind the mitzvah of kisi hadam, and it's even one line in the Rashbam. The Rashbam, you don't usually use the Rashbam. Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, has a commentary on Torah also. Very pshuto shel mikra. Very pshut. The beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, the Rashbam formulates that he's writing a pshat, very pshut l'shon mikra, and he says, I discussed this with my grandfather, and my grandfather told me that if he would have more time in his life, he would rewrite his commentary on the Torah, more pshut l'shon mikra. That's what he quotes from Rashi. Unbelievable. But the Rashbam is very pshut l'shon mikra. The Rashbam right here, on our pasuk, quotes, v'shafach ez damo, let me see if I can find it here, let me just try to find it here. It was just one line, but I don't find it. I'll just quote it from the Klei Yakar. Says the, I don't know if it has it in this one. Okay, if not, I'll quote it from the Klei Yakar. The Rashbam quotes, you cover it up with dirt so that it becomes eino ra'ui la'achila. That's the language of the Rashbam. What does that mean? The Klei Yakar mentions, kisi adam is what we like to call a syug d'oraisa. Even though we usually know there are siyagim on the Drabbanan level, you can't do A. The Drabbanan didn't allow us to do A because it might lead us to the Isur Daraisa. Once in a while, there are about 15 of them, but once in a while we have a concept of a siyag d'oraisa. We're going to have another example tomorrow. One of the more famous siyag d'oraisas is going to be tomorrow's mitzvah about touching affectionately one of the arayos, which is going to be counted as an isur d'oraisa according to the chinuch. But that's another example which we'll talk about. But here, says the Klei Yakar, you know why you cover the blood? So you don't come to eat it. The Torah tells you to cover the blood, so you don't come to eat it. Ikr tamakisi hilasos heker shelo yavu lidei achilas dam. But behemoths ain't sarach mehekers there. By behemoths, you don't need to. Why? Because the blood's going on the mizbech anyway. You're not going to get involved. Similar chilek. That's the Klei Yakar. Again, the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this as one of the examples of Siyag Daraisa in his piece in Lekach Tov in Klal Ches, where he quotes many, many examples from the Rishonim. The first Ron in Psachim, where the Ron says, that's why there's an Isra Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei, I'm not allowed to have chametz even in my house, because I might come to eat it. But the Torah answers having it in my house. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, says that's why there's an Isra to cook Basar B'chalav. Why? So I don't come to eat basar b'chalav. If I'm going to cook basar b'chalav, I might come to eat it. So the Torah answered cooking basar b'chalav. Certain halachas of yichud, which are d'oraisa, are also included in siyag d'oraisas. The Torah answers this seclusion because it might lead to more serious problems. So again, all that, so the Klei Yakar has a number two. What's by the mitzvah of kisi adam? Not only nefesh, we shouldn't see a nefesh. When we eat a nefesh, the Klei Yakar says siyag d'oraisa. Number two. Third pshat, and we'll finish the hashkafa. What did I mention? Rabbi Simon in the Sefer Imre Baruch quotes a number of midrashim that connect the mitzvah of kisi adam to Kayin and Hevel. What happens? The Torah, the Medrash says, in Bereishis Rabbah, Rabbi Zayev, Rabbi Yonasan Bar Chargi say, Nisbonin Kayin, Mehechad Shachat Aviv. First, The Medrash says, how did Cain know how to kill? Because he saw his father, Adam, shecht an animal for a karbatz. He said, oh, you killed by the neck. That's why he killed Cain by the neck. Fine. Umikvaro, how did he get buried? Amr Belezer ben Pedas, Ophos Hashamayim, Vachayos Tahoros Kavruhu. The birds came and buried. How did Cain know that you bury somebody if you kill him? He's the first person to die in history. First person to be killed in history. How did Cain know what to do? The chayos and the ophos came and buried. V'nasam l'akadosh baruch hu scharan beiz brachos shemavarchan aleihen achas l'shchita v'achas l'kisi hadam. Kisi hadam was a schar for the animals that covered Kayin. Kayin covered Hevel. And it goes another medrash, Tanchuma, Bishashahara Kayin is Hevel, Haya Mushlach, Velohaya Yodea, Kayin Malasos. Kayin didn't know what to do. Zeman Lakarish Baruch, Shnei Ophos Tahorim, Hashem made two birds come there. One bird killed the other one, and the bird that killed the other one dug and buried the bird that he killed to show Kayin what you're supposed to do to somebody that died. Even the bird in that case. So there is a connection between Kain and Havel and the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam. Based on all these midrashim, Ki mitzvah Kisi Hadam he scarva gemul lahachayas va'ofas akfuras Havel. But then he goes further and says, so what's the symbolism? What's the connection of kvura? What's so important about kvura? So important about kvura anyway. So he quotes from another sefer where he says kvura shows that we believe in the afterlife. He quotes a Malbim. It's not like somebody dies, okay, finished. No, we believe that there's the next stage of life. He quotes, he says, Shehi ha'amuna, this is from the Malbim, Shehi ha'amuna b'hasharas ha'nefesh achar ha'moves, u'begimol ha'asid shehi be'nefesh l'vein ha'guf, ki gam gufim yeshene anmas afer, yakisu b'yom adin ha'godol. We know there's going to be t'chias ha'mesim, and therefore you got to take care of the guf. And that's why we take special care of the physical body, even though right now there's no neshama in it, we believe in the future. That's what's behind the mitzvah of kfura. Says the Apize Efshalomar. That's the limud of the chayes and the ofos. That's why it's so, that's the connection. Cover the blood. What they do that was so important that we gave them this mitzvah? Because they cover the blood, they taught to cover the blood of Kayin, which symbolizes emuna in the future. So we do kisi adam for them. Mises hevel haisa hamisa harishana ba'olam. Imkena yitzorach l'limud sheish chayim v'gumul afilu achra hamisa. V'limud zeh ba mei chaya v'ha'of. Shekavru es guf hevel l'horu sheish kiyum. U'bavar zeh gadla ma'ilasam ad ma'od. Right, that was he quotes from a sefer called the Edrei Tzon. Okay, so that is the third idea behind the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, which makes it into a very chashuv mitzvah, and that is related to Kayin and Hevel. There is a major lumdus discussion in the Achronim. How do we look at the mitzvah of Kisi Adam? We're going to get to some of the halachas soon, but we'll mention some of them now. And that is, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Shechita, shechting an animal, and there's a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. But in Lamdis, some Achronim say that there are a number of machlokos in the Rishonim, and even halachas, which seem to tell us that conceptually kisui is the gemar maisa shchita. It's finishing up the maisa shchita. You're right, it's two separate acts, but it's the gemar maisa shchita. Where do you see this? There's a machlokas, the brach of kisi adam. By the way, kisi adam is simin chav ches and shulchan aruch in Yerodea. In Hilchas Shchita, it's put. So, kisi adam, when do you make the bracha? So Pasha, but what I say, I make the bracha of Shechita, I shech the animal. I make the bracha of Kisi Adam, and I cover the blood. That's what we hold. But the Bahag, quoted in the Torah, says, you make the bracha of Shechita before you shecht. The bracha of Kisi Adam, you say, after you cover the blood. Why? Says the Bahag. Because before you cover the blood, you're in the middle of the mitzvah. You only can say brachas before or after, and not during. That's the Bahag. So you can't, what do you mean you're in the middle? You didn't cover yet! Ah, no, Kisui is a continuation of the Maisa Shechita in Lamdis. It's a Gemar Maisa Shechita, and therefore, that's how the Bahag can say a Shechita. Number one. Number two, there is a halacha that the one who shechts gets first dibs in covering. It's up to him. Misha Shafach Hu Yechaseh. That's a lima that the Gemara gives. Whoever wants, if the Shochid wants to kisi Adam, it's up to him. If somebody else, the Gemara says, comes in and covers the blood, right after somebody shechs it, he has to pay him 10 zehuvim. That's what you pay for stealing a mitzvah from somebody. What to pay him for? He did Shechita. What does that have to do with Kisui? No, that's the point. Kisui Adam is Gemar Maisa Shechita in Lamdis. And even though it's counted as two separate mitzvahs, in Lamdis they're connected, and therefore, the one who shechs has the opportunity to do the Kisui if he wants to. Again, there are other examples of this as well. The Minchas Asher says maybe it even relates to, Rav Asher Weiss, where's my Rav Asher Weiss? Right here. Rav Asher Weiss says maybe it even relates to a halacha that we're about to see in the chinuch, and that is the mitzvah kivi adam doesn't only mean you have to cover the blood with dirt; you have to have under the blood afar. You have to cover it below and above. That's what the halacha is. Sorach sheitin afar lamata va'afar lamala. The sefer chinuch mentions this in a few minutes. I think it mentions it in this paragraph. Right? You see on the last word in the last skinny line. V'tzorach hamechase litein afar lamata ulamala. Right, you have to have dirt below and above. Is that part of the mitzvah, putting dirt below? I mean, when does the mitzvah start? I shech, the blood squirts onto that dirt that I put on the bottom. Did I do the mitzvah already? Or is the mitzvah, that's just a t'nai, make sure that's there, but the real mitzvah is the dirt you put on top of it. So that seems to be a machlokas, he says, in the Rishonim. Nechle gubazer Rashi v'tosfos, says the Minchas Asher right here in Achremos, in Simin Lamed, in Simin Chavches. Sorry, in Simin, where is this Simin? Simin Lamed Beis. Says Rav Asher Weiss, maybe this machlokas of whether the putting the dirt beforehand as part of the mitzvah relates to this issue, whether Kisi Adam in general is Gemar Maisa Shechita or not. If you say that Kisi is a Hemshech of the Shechita, then it makes a lot of sense that the dirt you put on beforehand is part of the mitzvah as well. Mashekid, if you say no, it's two separate things, this Shechita and this Kisui, so maybe only the dirt that you put on top of it would be included in the mitzvah. Again, one other Ha'ara, and that is we'll wait with that. Let's continue first. That's a big landis. Oh, one other. I'll mention it now. The Bach. There's an amazing shita of the Bach. The Bach says that if you don't do kisui adam, then your shchita, you're not allowed to eat from. Wow. That's a big chiddush. We don't hold that way. This Bach is quoted at the beginning of Simon Chavches in the Nosei Kalim. The Shulchan Aruch says, HaShochin Chaya Ov Tzorach Lachasos Domo, Bein Sadan Ata, Bein Shei Mizumana Biyado. Whether you caught the animal now or you've had it, you have to cover the blood. Says the Ramah, V'hakisui hu mitzvah bifnei atzma, aval hashchita kshera, af imhizid v'lo kisa. The Ramah has to go out of his way to tell us, by the way, if you didn't do kisi adam, you can still eat from the shchita. What's the chiddush? Of course. Why would I think otherwise? So the Taz says, the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, because my father-in-law says it's possible, it's treif. If you don't do kisi adam on purpose, you're not allowed to eat from the shchita. The Shach quotes it. V'shach quotem deloka bach she'oser la'atzmo. Mihu, hecha da'am prutzim b'mitzvahs kisui, she'inim b'chasav gedin. If nobody's doing the mitzvah of kisui, maybe me d'rabanan. But either way, why does the Ramah have to say what he says? Maybe to allude to us that kisui is connected to the shechita. And maybe you have a ha'amina, like that Bach kamash v'la no. Don't go that far. Don't say that the shechita is not considered valid just because you didn't do the kisui. But either way, there's a lot of evidence that there's a connection between the mitzvah of kisui adam and the mitzvah of shechita. Okay, let's continue. Midini ha-mitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha amru zechar nilav racha. Shekisi adam noeg b'chal ofu b'chal chaya. The mitzvah applies to all birds and chayas. Mizuman u'b'shena mizuman. Whether they're yours or you had to happen to upon them. V'lo no marsha yasir ala b'hove. It just says if you trap it in the pasuk, that's what normally happens. V'noeg b'chulin av'lo b'mekdashin. As we said, it only applies to chulin animals, not by hektish. Noeg b'koi. Koi is a suffik chaya, suffik behema. So we do kisi there, but we don't make a bracha. Because it's suffix. Suffix brachas lahaka. You don't make the bracha, but you do the mitzvah. You do the kisui because just to be safe. Skip a couple of lines. First wide line. V'chol afar ba'olam shehu dak b'chdei shein yotze tzorach lekocha roi lekisui. What could you use for kisui adam? Basically anything. Anything that could be sprinkled, that you don't have to crush up anymore. It's crushed. You could use that for kisui adam. You don't have to use afar. V'chein kol ma shenikra afar, aval b'sheinu afar mamish. You could use anything. Even if it's not real afar. Mechasin bo kod zahav shachuk, crushed gold. Shenikra afar. Shenemar v'afro zavlo. Or anything. What about sawdust? What about anything in that type of consistency the Gemara talks about, and most of it the Gemara says one is allowed to use. Umisharach haver sheshachev alo kisa. What's the halacha if your friend shechted and he didn't cover? We mentioned it's his mitzvah lachanchila to cover. If he doesn't, then I have to go over and cover the blood. Chayev lachu lachasos. I go over. Shneber b'mitzvah zu v'omer l'bnei Yisrael. V'darshan zechana l'vracha mitzvah zu akol b'nei Yisrael. All b'nei Yisrael can be involved in this mitzvah. It's his to do. There's a fascinating Mishnah in Chulin. If you look in Os Gimel of the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes it. The halacha is, I have to cover the blood. What if, while I wasn't looking, the wind came and blew dirt on the blood? The halacha is, I'm pater. I'm pater milachasos in that case. Right, because it's already done. What if the wind came and blew it on and then blew it off? Then I have to do the mitzvah. Then I have to cover it. What if I had covered it and then the wind blew it off? I'm putter. I don't have to cover it again. If I do it once, and then the wind blows it off, I'm finished. Like by Halakha's Neiros Chanukah. I lit the candles, I'm finished. Kafsein Zakagla. If I never did the mitzvah, the wind covered it, and then it got uncovered, then I have to cover it again. Because when the wind covers it, what do you see? It's not that the mitzvah was done, it's just that the situation of the mitzvah disappeared. So when the wind uncovers it, then you have to do it. If you did the mitzvah, though, you were Yotzei. You were Yotzei. Therefore, even if the wind would uncover it, you do not have to do it again. That is an Oz Gimel, the important discussion that he has from the Mishnah. V'noheges, back to the Chinuch. V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman, b'schar v'nekevis, the mitzvah applies always. Men and women, v'yovra olav alokisa dam chai v'of, bitul aseh. If we don't do this, then we're mevatel the aseh. What is the bracha of kisi adam? What bracha do you say? I've never done this mitzvah. My wife did this mitzvah once. She told me once when she was in a summer camp in Russia. But I've never done this mitzvah. What bracha do you say? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv levare kodem shiyachase. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvose v'tzivanu al kisui dam ba'afar. Mitzvah al kisui adam ba'afar in dirt. Says the Taz, since when do we mention details about the mitzvah in the mitzvah? Just say kisui adam. What do you mean kisui adam ba'afar? You just mention halakas neiros. Halakas neiros. You don't mention halakas neiros. You don't mention details of the mitzvah. The imkein hayadai lomar kisi adam lachud mikal makom, says the Taz, hacha shayni. Why? Sheosa shnei mitzvahs. Dahainu kisui shalamata min adam v'shel mala. Vizenilmad min bi'afar. What does the Torah say? Vikiso bi'afar in dirt means above and below. Al kain sorach lomar ba'afar lahoros al shnei mitzvahs kanal. You want to let everybody know, and you let ourselves know that the mitzvah is below and above. So that's what we add in that word ba'afar to emphasize that element of the mitzvah. Again, there's a lot here in Simon Chavches. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that you're not allowed to cover in snow. Because snow is going to melt, that's not called a covering. The Shulchan Aruch says later on in Os Chav Dalet, Ein Lachasos Besheleg. That's what it says. And also, just one other halacha, just to quote to you. This is a discussion in the Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Ein Lo Afer Lachasos. What if you don't have dirt? You want to eat, you don't have dirt. Lo Yishchot. You're not allowed to shecht. You can't shecht lechachila knowing that you don't have dirt to cover with. Because then you're going to be mevatel l'mitzvah. Ella says the Rama, yamted as yelo afer. V'im hu holich b'midbar o b'svina. What if you're in the desert? You're never going to get there, and you have to eat. V'lo shaveh ha'ov kehefzid ha'beged shisrof le'efer o ha'zav she'yishchok. The Rabbanim were mesakin that if you're in an impossible situation, you're on a boat or you're in the desert, you could shecht. You can. Listen to this. And some Achronim don't like this, but this is the Mordechai, the Ramah quotes it. Takina le Rabbanan lishchot ulamatze hadam bebegado besandal. What you could do is you could shecht, you could absorb the blood into your shirt, and umivarech, and you make a brach of kisi adam. When you absorb it, because the blood is covered now, it's in the shirt. Ukashiyagi alamakam afar, and then when you get to a place where there's dirt, then squeeze out the blood. Yechabes habeged o asandol sheitzi adam umechasehu below bracha. Then you cover it without a bracha. It was already did it, but you should take it. You shouldn't leave it in there. V'hachi nahug, says the Rama. Amazing halacha. Whether that could be the mitzvah of kisi adam, other achronim are not happy with it. But that is an interesting Rama in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simen Chavches. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we continue next time with the beginning of the Arayas. Beginning of the Arayas tomorrow is really a Hakdama, but we'll start it off tomorrow.